Ramadan, the month of opportunities. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, indeed we sent it down on the night of ordainment. What will make you understand what the night of ordainment is? The night of ordainment is better than 1,000 months. In it, the angels and the spirit descend by the leave of their Lord with every command. It is peaceful until the rising of the dawn. The night of Qadr or ordainment are in fact a ray of hope in the blessed month of Ramadan. They are the nights whose value and greatness cannot be measured. The bond of servants with their Lord began in the start of Ramadan, but it reaches its climax on these nights. As a matter of fact, the night of Qadr is one night, but according to the infallible successors of the Prophet, it has been hidden among the 19th, 21st, and 23rd nights so that the faithful spend more time to appeal to Allah and spend more time to seek forgiveness from Him. Over 6 centuries after the birth of Prophet Jesus, peace upon him, just when the ecclesiastical bigotry had stopped thinking and growth of sciences among the Christian communities, God ordained a new prophet to guide people. The first words that God revealed to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, were the following. Read in the name of your Lord who created man from a clinging mass. Read, and your Lord is the noblest, who taught by the pen, taught man what he did not know. This shows the high position of knowledge, learning, and thinking in Islam. The Noble Quran always calls on Muslims to apply reason and reflect on God's signs everywhere. The Quran clearly tells the people to think over different phenomena and believe through thinking rather than blind following. Ayah 242 of Surah Baqarah reads, "Thus does Allah clarify His signs to you so that you may apply reason." The word aql or intellect and its derivatives have been mentioned 49 times in the Quran. In all these cases, people and Muslims have been invited to think and use their intellect in the signs of God. The Prophet of Islam and his infallible successors, as the true interpreters of the Quran, used to emphasize on reasoning and thinking. They have said that thinking for 1 hour is better than worshipping for 60 or 70 years. The Prophet says, "Every good thing is recognized by intellect, and he who does not have intellect has no religion." Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, "God has placed intellect without mean desires in the angels, and has placed mean desires without intellect among animals. But in man, the intellect and mean desires have been combined. So, he whose intellect overcomes his mean desires, he is superior to the angels. And he whose mean desires overcome his intellect, he is inferior to animals." In this part of the program, we will speak about other things that nullify fasting. Injection of any medicine does not nullify fasting except those shots that are nutritious or invigorating. So, the kinds of injections which are done for B. Numbing do not nullify fasting. In addition, injection of hepatitis B does not nullify fasting because it is hypodermic. Distilled water will nullify fasting if it is injected in the vessel, but if it is injected in the muscle, it will not nullify fasting. Blood injection will nullify fasting. However, usage of suppositories does not nullify fasting. But it is better not to have endoscopy in Ramadan, even if it does not carry anything into the stomach. As it was said before, giving enema nullifies fasting. Well, going back to the virtues of Ramadan, let us see what Imam Sadiq says on the fasting of this month. The Imam says, "Haven't you heard what Maryam, daughter of Imran, said? Indeed, I have vowed a fast for the All-Beneficent, so I will not speak to any human today." Maryam held a fast of silence. Thus, when you fast, keep your tongue from lying. Close your eyes from indecent scenes. Do not quarrel with each other. Do not be jealous of one another. Do not backbite. Do not be angry with each other. Do not swear falsely. Refrain from difference with each other. Do not insult. Do not call one another with evil nicknames. Do not dispute with each other. Do not wrong one another. Do not be unwise. Do not be upset with each other. Do not be negligent of God's remembrance and ritual prayer. Once a man asked Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, to introduce God to him. The sixth Imam said, "Suppose that you're sailing on a ship and suddenly there is a strong storm. You are caught in the huge waves and you feel that none of the ships around can rescue you. Yet your heart is drawn toward a power which can rescue you. You ask him for help and know that he can rescue you. That reality is the compassionate and merciful God."